You're listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
So, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm ready to talk about
Episode 9.
Episode 9, my favorite thing.
Ugh.
As a child.
I say, but actually, I will admit, let me make an admission. Growing up, when I was younger, I used to listen to Top 40 radio a lot, and this group, well, I won't ruin it, I'll let you tell who, everybody what, I think, didn't we say it last week we were talking about anyway?
Yes.
So we're not even blowing anything, but this group was on the radio a lot, and I actually kind of digged a few of their songs.
Did you really?
Yes, so we're talking this week about...
I think differently of you now.
We're talking this week about, come on, it's the big reveal.
Spice Girls, if you want to be my love.
Please don't sing.
Okay.
Even though you do have a good voice.
Anyways, Spice Girls. I was the biggest fangirl in the entire world. I had Spice Girls everything. I had all of their merchandise. I seriously, if you ask me a question about the Spice Girls, I will know the answer. I know.
Did you have like the dolls and everything?
Oh yeah, I had the dolls. I collected the lollipops.
What else was there for Spice
Girls
stuff?
I had all the postcards. I had a Spice Girls diary.
Well, weren't there like stickers?
I had t-shirts. I had posters.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh, school supplies.
Did you guys?
I bought platform shoes.
Jeez.
I used to wear my hair in pigtails like Emma. It was actually really ridiculous. Now I can kind of see why I was made fun of a lot as a child because
did you go to the,
I did these things.
Did you see the movie when it first, like, did you go like when it first came out and see
yes,
the movie in theaters?
Yes, opening day.
Of course.
And I bought it and I watched it every day. It was so, I had like, I honestly think I needed to see some sort of therapist
because
I had like a huge obsession with them.
It's okay.
I loved their music and I just loved them.
So my brother was really big into them. Like I said, I listened to Top 40 radio and they came on the radio and I liked a couple of their songs, you know, it was all right. So there's a lot of other artists I would not want to talk about in a podcast. Spice Girls, I'm down with them.
I feel like they're a necessary topic because they were a huge part of the 90s.
If you're a 90s person, I don't care if you're like, you know, I listen to like 90s metal or something. You had to have heard the Spice Girls. They were a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they're important to talk about.
I almost look at the Spice Girls like I look at the way the Beatles were in the 60s, Spice Girls in the 90s.
Yep.
And Backstreet Boys in the early 2000s. Like, the Spice Girls, and like, okay, what's the equivalent now? One Direction, probably?
Didn't they break up?
They did, but still.
I don't know. Should I know this?
Do you remember when you and I went, we went to Boston or something, it was like a One Direction, like, gift shop. Do you remember that?
Was there really?
Yeah. When we went to Boston.
Yeah,
with
I guess
my parents.
You're probably right. One Direction.
So, like, the Spice Girls in the 90s, it was like Spice Girl mania. It was everywhere. It was crazy.
Yeah,
but, we'll talk about the Spice Girls, talk about their beginnings of what, actually I should say Amy will because I don't really know much about them. So I'll be learning with all of you today. And it should be a good episode. And after this was her birthday present, was getting into the Spice Girls because your birthday was, well, we'll say it was last week. I think it was actually longer than last week, but because we're like 3 days late with this thing, but it's all right. We're coming out with a new episode. Like we promised, everybody should be happy. Yeah, let's do the news first and our music charts and all that, and then we will move on to the Spice Girls, and Amy can school us all on the School of Spice.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
You're about to get spiced.
That's weird.
Oh. Was there such a
such
spice
thing
boy?
As a
Spice Boy?
I was going to say, was there a Spice Boy?
You can be a Spice Boy.
I think my brother would be a Spice Boy. He was really into the Spice Girls growing up.
You can be a Spice Boy. Oh, and here's another thing that I did, just like a little add-on to like my little obsession. I used to talk with a British accent all the time.
Really? Can you do one right now?
No.
Please?
People, no, because I don't want to offend anybody who has a beautiful British accent.
Okay.
And I will completely ruin it, even though I did a really awesome British accent.
But she won't do it because she's scared.
I did an amazing British
scared.
Accent.
Scared.
I totally fooled people. I was so weird. Oh, my gosh.
All right. I still married you, and I do a podcast with you, so it's okay. All right, so on to the news 20 years ago. This week-ish, because I got these like 4 days ago, so it's a new week now, but we're going to count it. So 20 years ago, the big news items, remember, I do the happy news items, not anything that's sad or depressing. So 40 monkeys hop a fence and escape a zoo. This is kind of a sad one, but I had to add this in here because all the global warming stuff now. Ozone depletion is cooling the upper atmosphere, scientists report. if you think about it, like, think, you know, back in the 90s, the big thing was ozone, ozone, ozone all the time. People weren't using, like, the spray cans anymore. They're getting rid of certain chemicals that was depleting the ozone. And now we have, like, the opposite problem. We're not leaching out temperature. We're, like, warming up the planet, and everybody's scared about global warming.
Don't you P-O-L-L-U-T-E, pollute the river, sky, or sea, or else you're gonna get what you deserve. I'll give you a cookie if you can guess where that was from. If you don't know, you're not a 90s kid, and you need to leave.
Okay, then. On that note, there's a lot of things with monkeys this week. Zoo gorilla rescues toddler injured in a fall. So this is the opposite of this year when they had to kill the gorilla because it was dragging the kid around. A mother, this was kind of funny, so I feel like mother instinct kind of transcends all types of animals. A zoo gorilla, mother gorilla, rescued a toddler that fell into the gorilla habitat, and if you read the article, actually lifted the baby up or the toddler up and handed it back to rescuers.
Wow.
Crazy,
that's awesome,
huh?
Awesome, yeah.
And our last news item for 20 years ago this week is E.T., and I don't mean the extraterrestrial, I mean Entertainment Tonight, braces for competition from Access Hollywood. 20 years ago, Access Hollywood began as a television show on network TV.
Yeah.
Did you watch Access Hollywood?
No.
Did you watch Entertainment Tonight?
No.
Really? It came on, like, after the news. I remember, like, in my house we watched E.T.
No, I never watched
My brother was into it. I wasn't into it. He likes all the celebrities and stuff.
No one interviews more stars because no one is show busier than Entertainment Tonight. No one.
Weeknights at 6:30 on KSN.
So I got to throw in an extra news item. It's not 20 years ago. Okay, am I allowed to do that? It's my podcast, our podcast. I can do whatever I want.
You're not allowed.
So, I'm very much allowed.
Okay.
25 years ago, you know where I'm going with this? We talked about this the other day. 25 years ago, this week, was the introduction, the release of the Super Nintendo system.
That's so
SNES,
crazy.
Which, can I tell everybody
so
right now?
To think about.
Can I tell everybody right now what we're doing?
What?
So, next week's podcast is about the SNES, or SNES, which I don't like calling it a SNES.
Who calls it a SNES?
People do. I listen
you
to some...
call it a SNES, you need to calm down.
I listen to some video game podcasts.
It's seriously,
like,
that's giving me anxiety.
SNES.
SNES? Oh my
it's
gosh.
A thing.
It's just like when people
it's
used to call the band POD, they used to call them Pod. Why?
I don't know.
It's obnoxious.
So the SNES, which was a huge part of my childhood, how about yours?
Oh my gosh.
Although I will say, I didn't own an SNES. I had a friend who did, but I was there, like, all the time at his house playing the SNES.
You didn't own an SNES?
I had an NES. I had an original Atari. I played a lot of Genesis. I was more of a Sega guy than a Nintendo guy.
My cousin was Sega, and I
always
played his
Which at some point we'll do a Genesis episode, but I did love the SNES. I remember loving the Super Scope. I don't want to get into it too much because we're going to talk about it next week, but I love that. It was a cool console. Super Mario World is, like, my favorite Mario game, so it'll be fun to talk about that.
But I still kick his butt.
You do. No, I suck at Mario compared to you.
I'm
good at it. You could play
it.
Honestly, I think if you practiced, you could play in a competition, and
totally
you probably
could.
I don't know if you'd win, because there's some Japanese kid out there that's, like, amazing at it, better than you. But you would probably place in, like, the top 10. You'd win, like, an award, like a trophy or something.
I know.
You're good. You're very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, so on to... So I had something new this week. So,
did you?
Yeah, I had movie releases and TV. So movie releases this week, 20 years ago, there was three major ones. Bordello of Blood, which I have not watched. It says Dennis Miller in it. The Fan, which is with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes. And the movie, which I actually love a lot, Tin Cup, starring Kevin Costner, Rene Russo, and Don Johnson. Like, can we play the trailer for Tin Cup or, like, a clip or something?
I've never seen any of these movies.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I need to get on this, because if you call yourself a 90s person, you gotta see Tin Cup. It's a good movie.
All right.
So let's play a trailer or a little movie clip for a second.
Tin Cup is a wonderful new romantic comedy.
I find him mildly attractive when he's obnoxious and arrogant like this.
Critics everywhere are falling in love with the new movie from the creator of Bull Durham and White Men Can't Jump.
To the cup!
Kevin Costner. Rene Russo.
Oh, geez Louise.
Tin Cup.
I can't believe you've never seen that movie.
No, I have not.
Okay, well, we have to rent it or something, watch it. I don't have it on Laserdisc yet. Yeah, on the Amazon.
At the Blockbuster that doesn't exist anymore.
It's so sad. We need to do like a Blockbuster episode at some point. Yes. Talk about like Blockbuster.
Talk about all of our fees that we owe Blockbuster. Our rental memories. I used to rent so many movies.
But see, we didn't have a Blockbuster where I grew up. I grew up in a little town, so it was like some like locally owned thing. It was not Blockbuster. It was kind of lame.
Oh. Yeah, we had a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
We had a movie gallery.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
Did you have a movie gallery?
Yeah, I think it was like a Connecticut, Massachusetts thing more
and
than
I remember,
a thing.
This is like so inappropriate, but I remember accidentally going into the adult section of the movie gallery. It was like a closed off door.
You would. It's like a giant thing like with little, like beads and a rope.
And I was like, oh, what's this? And my dad goes, Amy, stop.
Wow.
I know. Just a little fun fact about my life.
That's interesting.
That stuff happened to me all the time.
So.
And it still does.
Okay. So I need to get that. I don't have that on Laserdisc. I should buy that on Laserdisc. It's a good movie. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's a good movie. It's a solid 90s movie. Okay, so TV, top five shows this week, 20 years ago. And this varies a lot depending on what was coming on, what was happening. I looked through the list and there was a lot of, duplicates. So like, for instance, number two, which is a show you love, was actually 2 and 3. Because this is kind of crazy. The re-airings of episodes scored higher. It scored below the new episodes, but it scored higher than other shows. If you look at like a lot of the months. This, because we're in the summer, obviously right now, TV 20 years ago, it's still August. There wasn't new episodes out yet. So these are all reruns at this point. But number one was Seinfeld airing on NBC. Number two, remember, these are all reruns, so this is crazy how, like, there was nothing live that actually scored higher than this. Because usually, I guess they didn't really have reality TV then, yeah, did they?
No.
Yeah, so number two was Third Rock from the Sun, also airing on NBC.
I love Third Rock from the Sun.
Number three is Frasier, also airing on NBC. I'm noticing a trend here. I
never liked Frasier.
NBC, I feel like CBS and ABC do better than NBC now, but back then, this is all NBC, NBC, NBC. Mm-hmm. Number four is a tie between ER... on NBC, and Home Improvement on ABC, which we're going to do a Home Improvement episode at some point. Such a good show. Just because you don't like that noise, which I won't play again because we played it before in an episode of this podcast, that his noise, that or whatever he does, that
Please, it sounds like you're vomiting.
I can't do a good like him.
I don't like it. Stop. That's like the worst impression ever.
It's a bad impression. Everyone's going to laugh at me. I might remove that section.
Don't. You should keep it.
I'm going to remove it.
No, I don't. No.
You hate Home Improvement?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. People are going to hate me. But
it's such a good show.
I know.
I know you don't like Tim Allen's comedy, but it's a good show.
Yeah, I just can't get into his comedy.
I mean, you must have been a JTT person. Back in the day, Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Well, yeah.
So you weren't watching it for that?
Maybe.
Well, there you go. You watched it. You just don't admit to it.
I liked Man of the House, his movie.
And number...
Not Tim Allen, but JTT.
Right.
And I had a JTT
t-shirt. I remember that movie.
And I had a...
That's something you don't hear anything about anymore. Like, where did he go?
I don't know.
He, like, disappeared into, like, nothingness. Like, what's he doing? Maybe he's, like, retired with kids and a wife or something now. And so number five, to round out this list, is Mad About You, also on NBC. NBC had, like, the top five. And so it'll be interesting to see if we keep doing this list. Like, I'm sure, like, once the fall hits and things change, like, there's a lot of fluctuation on this list. So sporting events on there, stuff like that. To quickly round out our this week, 20 years ago segment, we're going to do the music list real quick. The big debut this week, which we're not going to play yet because I think she comes up in the charts later on, but the big debut is All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion.
I like that song. Is that the one with the really cheesy music video?
Yes.
Yeah.
With, like, the bike, and, like, he, like, lays the bike down, he dies in an accident, and then, like, she's in bed, and there's a lot of, like, drapes, and I remember there was, like, a lot of candles in the drapes, and so as a kid that had, like, I think some ADD and a lot of anxiety, and I'm probably, you know, not quite all there up in the head. I'm watching this video and I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna light the house on fire. And it bothered me. Like, I had to, like, look away. I couldn't deal with the anxiety of these drapes
you
and
had to look
the candle.
Away.
Yes. Those drapes and candles. Like, didn't they watch the cartoons? They say, like, you know, be cool about fire safety. And, like, don't put things like fabric near candles and stop, drop, and roll, y'all. What are you laughing at me for? It's a real thing. There was like a, wasn't like a dog, like a big red dog with like a fire hat or something?
We haven't been drinking.
No, this is high on life.
This is us daily.
It is. The okay. other thing about the song is that I remember watching, because I watched Pop-Up Video, which at some point we got to do an episode about like MTV and VH1. I keep saying, we got to do an episode. We have a lot of episodes we got to do.
I have a whole list.
So Pop-Up Video, this song was on Pop-Up Video over and over and over again. Like, I don't listen to Celine Dion. Like, I really don't, other than like My Heart Will Go On and this, I don't really know her music that much, but this video I saw a lot on VH1. Okay, let's move on. Number 10, Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman. Number 9, I Love You Always Forever by Donna Lewis. Number 8, How Do You Want It, California Love, Tupac featuring Casey and JoJo. Let's play a clip of this because we said, we'll do some shout-outs at the end of the episode, but we got a message from somebody, which we'll talk about at the end of the episode, and he was like, how did you not play or not know this song? And we didn't know this song. I mean, I know this song.
We're sorry.
Like, reading the title, I didn't remember it, and then when I heard it, I went, oh, that song. So let's play a clip of it. Activate your hips and push your hips out. Got a brother wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it, baby. Just alleviate your clothes, I'm the fly about it. Catch you at the club, your hips have got me feeling. Body talking quick to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me. Okay, number 7, I Can't Sleep Baby by R. Kelly. Number 6, Lounging by LL Cool J. Number 5, Change the World by Eric Clapton. Number 4, You're Making Me High by Toni Braxton. Number 3, Come On and Ride It, the Quad City DJs. Number 2, Twisted by Keith Sweat. This is a song that we both said it was kind of kind of generic, not real huge fan of it. And we had a lot of people say, what the heck is wrong with you two? I guess, I don't know, like I
can't get into it.
I love 90s R&B and hip-hop. I just can't get into this song. I don't know what it is. But we'll play a clip because we got a lot of requests to play a clip of this song. So play a clip right now. Cut close. And number 1, drumroll please, let's not actually, because it should be obvious, because this thing was on the charts forever and never went away, Macarena by Los Del Rio. Yes. Or Los Del Rio? Los Del Rio. And we discovered, we didn't know, we should play it. Can we play a clip of, I know we played it like last week, but the clip of like the original version.
Oh, yeah,
This is kind of cool. So Los Del Rio, this version that we all knew and loved, everybody that's listening to this podcast, we all know the song, right? We heard it forever. Every school dance, on the radio constantly,
weddings,
you name it. This version of this song that we know and love is actually a remix. And so the original song is actually quite different and completely in Spanish. So we'll play a clip of that right now. Se llama de apellido Vitorino, en la jura de bandera del muchacho, se la dio con dos amigos. Macarena tiene un novio que se llama de apellido Vitorino, y en la jura de bandera del muchacho, se la dio con dos amigos. Dala tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. And there you have it, your 20 years ago today, news, TV, movies, and music. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. So you've been waiting. I mean, we've been doing this podcast for what? When we started this podcast? How many?
Like a year and a half ago?
About a year. Yeah, a little more than a year. Yeah, a year and a half. So you've been waiting for a year and a half to do this.
When we first thought of this idea for the podcast, the first thing I said was, I want to do one on the Spice Girls.
It was one of the first, yeah, it was one of your first ideas. Remember, we had a whole list. You have a whole list.
I do.
Not that we'll give away everything we're going to talk about.
I have like 50 ideas.
You have like a bunch of episode ideas, so, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, like I said at the beginning, I'm somebody who's listened to the Spice Girls. I grew up with the Spice Girls. I'm not a huge fan, but it's not.
You're not a Spice Boy.
I'm not a Spice Boy. But I don't necessarily look down at them. Like, I don't. I'm okay with them.
You're okay with them. That's because you used to think Emma was hot.
Did not.
Liar.
Did not.
Lies.
So I guess you want to start kind of going through the history of the Spice Girls, and I'll interject my dumb questions occasionally and my thoughts. I mean, I like I said, I listened to them a little bit here and there. I don't know nearly as much as you know about them. But
I know everything.
This was like a huge thing for you, Spice Girls.
It was a huge thing for me. I used to buy all of the little booklets that they would sell. I think they sold them at like Claire's and all these in the bookstores, like FYE. They would have all the books
like story
and the magazines.
Books?
Not storybooks, but like.
What kind of books?
They were like unofficial.
Oh, like biography things?
Yeah.
Kinda?
Okay. I had all of them. But, and you know, I used to read all the fun facts about them and everything, which I do have a list that I will share with you in a little while, just a bunch of fun facts. But, so I think we should really start with just the basic of the members of the group. You had, there were five members, five girls.
Ooh, can I try to name them all? Can I name them all?
Okay, try.
This is sad because I'm not gonna mess this up, but I'm not a Spice Girls fan.
Okay, go.
Okay. So I don't count through the last names, do I? That's too difficult.
Okay, you don't do the last
okay.
names.
Okay, so Emma's Baby Spice, Mel, hold on, Mel B is Scary Spice,
mm-hmm.
Mel C, I'm not reading this off of paper, everyone.
He's
this
not.
This is from memory. Mel C is Sporty Spice.
Wow.
Jerry is Ginger Spice. I'm missing one. Victoria is Posh Spice.
How do you know this?
Did I get them all?
Yes.
I got them all? Yes.
I think we need to reevaluate our relationship.
No, it's my brother. I think I said that earlier in the podcast, or may have been an earlier take that we got rid of.
Yeah.
My brother was like super huge into the Spice Girls, and I was around it. I mean, obviously we didn't have like all the stuff you had, and we didn't have like the t-shirt and stuff. We're boys, and that'd be weird, but my brother had the movie. He watched the movie on VHS tape like constantly.
I wore my
VHS
tape out.
He had some like concert that was on like VHS.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Spice Girls concert.
I used to have
played so much.
One of their videos, they did like a just a not biography, kind of like there was kind of like a follow me around video called Spice. I had all of those tapes, and I still remember Spice. I think I have it somewhere at my parents' house in the attic. I don't know. But, so yeah, you named the five members. Should I go through and do last names, or does it not matter?
You can.
So, Emma Bunton, Jerry Halliwell, Victoria Adams, who's now Victoria Beckham, Melanie Brown, and Melanie Chisholm. I never know how to
say Chisholm. Chisholm. It's like C-H-I-S-H-O-L.
I never know how to pronounce her last name.
C-H-I-S-H-O-L-M.
So I think we should start with a little backstory with how they were formed. In the 1990s, like early 1990s, 1993, 1994, Bob and Chris Herbert, they were part of a family management team, wanted to form a group to compete with, at the time, the most popular pop groups in, I think it was England and Britain and over in Europe. They were called East 17 and Take That, which I have never heard of.
I've heard of Take That. I don't think, I mean, so you're 93, 94, so Backstreet Boys aren't really a thing yet because they were like late 90s.
Yeah, they were forming.
Well, New Kids on the Block was around then. They were like late 80s, early 90s. So, okay, yeah, so there's a lot of 90s boy bands, so they decided to make a like a female version of that?
Yeah, to compete with them. And I feel like at the time, kind of just auditioning and throwing a bunch of people together and calling them a group and selling them was kind of a thing back then.
Totally a thing. I mean, obviously this is later on, but like NSYNC was, you know, they were, all those boy bands were formed in Orlando, Florida. They were just a bunch of people that, like, they knew each other in passing, but they weren't friends. And they were brought together by these record execs that wanted to create, like, a group to sell records.
So what happened was, in 1994, the two guys that were part of the family management team, Bob and Chris Herbert, they met with a representative from a magazine called The Stage. So they put out an ad for an advertisement for a casting call. Over 400 girls showed up. Jerry actually did not attend this audition. She attended the second audition because she was helping her sick grandmother. They picked four girls. So you had Victoria, Mel B, Mel C, and a girl named Michelle Stevenson. And a lot of people don't know about Michelle Stevenson. She was actually one of the original members. At the time, they were called Touch. They weren't the Spice Girls yet.
It's a horrible name.
It's an awful name. I just don't even like saying it. Touch. And then the second audition happened, where Jerry became the fifth member. So after the second audition, when Jerry was picked, they moved into a house in Berkshire, Maidenhead, Berkshire. And they spent most of 1994 training.
I don't want to interrupt and derail your thought train here. Somebody from England, can you write in to me? Maybe it's, you know, maybe our towns sound weird too, but I feel like the British towns, like Maidenhead, like it's like, I remember this one was like cow something. Like, I don't know. The towns just kind of make me giggle.
Okay. We have a town called, the town we were just talking about. They made a video of it and they went.
Oh, Mienus, Connecticut.
Mienus, Connecticut.
We can't elaborate because this is a family friendly.
Come on. We have weird town names too.
Podcast. Yeah, we do, but I feel
we have weird street names.
I don't know. I feel like the British people, like, it makes me giggle because they're like, I feel like they're more proper than Americans. Like, we're all like,
yeah.
Like, I picture in my head when I picture, like, and it should be like a meme on the internet, like, British people, it should be like, you know, like king, queen, and like they're all proper. And then like Americans, it should be like Roseanne. Like, so somebody who we have obviously have fans, they're not fans, we're not famous. We have people who we love who listen to the podcast all over the world. So if you're a fan of the show, not of us, of the show, and you live in England, write in and tell us about some of your funny town names, because I don't know why they
fascinate. We'll tell you about some of ours.
Yes, like Mienus, Connecticut.
Mienus, Connecticut. All right,
sorry.
So you made me lose my train of thought.
You entirely.
You totally did. So they moved to the house. They spent most of 1994 training. During the first 2 months, they worked on demos at South Hill Park Recording Studios.
So this would be kind of interesting if there was actually like recordings of these early things.
There is. Oh yeah, they have demos. One of their first demos was called Sugar and Spice. That is actually where the name Spice Girls kind of came from.
Can we play the demo real quick and then we'll talk about what happens? Because Obviously there's no Baby Spice yet, right? She's not in the picture at all. So let's play the demo. I'll play like a clip of it.
Okay.
And then we'll talk some more.
Sounds good. So it's funny because until today, I actually had never heard any of those demos before.
They're really not that good.
They're not good at all.
But I mean, it's like any band. Like, you listen to like I found a record one time of like the early Beatles stuff, like demos. And it's bad. Like, you listen to, like, early Green Day, it's bad. You listen to, like, so every band, whether it's a band that's been around for a while and they're trying to, like, kind of learn their craft, or in this case, a band, like, formed by a company, definitely, I mean, and we'll get into it later, but, like, the five girls that end up being the Spice Girls, there was some chemistry there, and they kind of gelled together. So at this point, they just haven't gelled yet. They're just kind of, like, four individuals that happen to sing.
Exactly.
And you can tell. You can tell from the demos. It's not as good as it's going to end up being.
They didn't mesh very well together.
No.
Which was kind of a blessing in disguise, I feel like, because they actually fired Michelle Stevenson.
Poor Michelle Stevenson.
She had said it was because she wanted to attend college and take care of family. So the group, they replaced her with Emma Bunton, Baby Spice. And she is the one who actually came up with a band name of Spice.
And then as time went on, they just changed it to the Spice Girls. And then at that time, once they became the Spice Girls, they were really unhappy with how they were being represented. So they took out a loan to pay off their managers. And they put together a showcase, invited a ton of record labels. And that's how they met Simon Fuller from Virgin Records. And the rest is history. That's how they became the Spice Girls. They had number one hits all over the world. And what was it? Spice and Spice World were both number one albums. I think Spice sold, I want to say, like 31 million copies.
It's crazy.
And Spice World, I remember, was one of the number one movie in the world for a while.
You want to talk about Spice World for a minute? I think we might have talked about it a little earlier, or maybe it was off microphone. It's kind of funny because we do these episodes, and like I was saying before, like we tend to try to do everything live for the most part, but some of we do multiple takes because either like a dog barks, we have three freaking dog. So a dog will bark, or now we have a parakeet, so a parakeet will chirp, or some a car drives by, it's loud, and so. But we were talking earlier, I don't remember if it was on mic or not. If it was on mic, everyone just heard it 20 minutes ago. But we were talking earlier about, like, that movie. And the one thing I was thinking that I didn't mention, I think I was mentioning earlier how, when you and I were talking about how the Spice Girls are very much, I kind of look at that the same way I look at, like, Beatlemania in the 60s.
It's exactly the same.
It's like 30 years later.
It's exactly the same
situation.
It's like
this mania. Like, everyone's, mm-hmm. like, buying the shirts and the books and the dolls and the platform shoes and everything. Wigs. And,
Well, it makes sense because the Beatles were the number one male band of all time. And
from England.
And the Spice Girls were the number one girl group of all time. Still, to
England.
This day. The number one girl
group.
It's
crazy. So they sold more than TLC?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of shocking to me.
Yes.
So back to what I was saying. So Spice World, like, and some folks that listen to this podcast have no idea what I'm talking about, but a lot of folks that are into music will get this. The Beatles made a movie called A Hard Day's Night, and it was, like, all about them going and, like, kind of doing crazy stuff all over England, and the whole premise was they're trying to get back for a concert. It was like a TV taping, trying to get back in time for the show. Like, this movie, Spice World, because I've watched it a few times, is a complete and utter ripoff.
Oh, it totally is.
But it's kind of funny how they're, like, paying homage to the Beatles, who are from England, also famous. Like, it's a ripoff
exactly
of A Hard Day's Night.
Doing.
It's like a modern version. It's got, like, the silly little jokes. And, like, if I remember right, isn't there a scene when, like, they're on the bus and they each have their own little section of the bus?
Yeah.
So, like, the Beatles...
And I used to try and decorate my room like Emma's section
of
the bus. Oh,
really?
Oh, so
lame. The Beatles in their movie, in the movie Help, they're in a house, and everybody has their own little section of the house. So there's so many, like, parallels between Spice World and, like, the Spice Girls and the Beatles. It's kind of crazy, which is why, even though I'm not really a fan, I respect them because you could tell where their influence was from.
And their other influence, too, was Madonna. They said
you can hear that,
their
totally.
Music was very much inspired by Madonna.
You can totally hear that.
So... I mean, we all remember the sad time. I actually remember I woke up one morning and my friend called me crying, saying that Jerry had left the group and that they broke up. And I remember I just started bawling my eyes out. I was so devastated. Picture me. How old was I probably? Like, 12, 11? 11 or 12? What was it? 1998? You can do the math.
Well,
I used to be a bank teller.
In my head.
But no, she, and at the time, it was, everything was so up in the air because she never, like, gave a reason. You know, for a while, the Spice Girls actually, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people were asking, you know, where's Jerry? Where's Jerry? In all of these interviews, and they were just saying, oh, she's sick. She's sick. So they never admitted to the fact that Jerry actually left the group.
Was there a reason why eventually that came out? Other than she went and pursued a solo career.
I've read a few things. I've read that she was having some mental health problems. I read that she was just unhappy. I read a lot of different things. I really don't know what's true and what's not.
She went solo eventually.
She did, yeah.
And she had that one song. I don't remember what the song
Look
was called.
Me.
She had that one. Yeah, okay, that's it, yeah.
Look at me.
The one song was on TRL mm-hmm. back in the day. They had the music video. I remember, like, something with, like, cars or, like, being outside.
Yeah,
or-
she released a solo album called Schizophrenic. But nothing topped the charts. And, I mean, it was short-lived.
Good looking, bad tasting, full-bodied, butt-wasted, loose living,
tight fitting. What you see ain't what you are getting. Big makeup, little breakup. She wants it, he's got it. Cold-blooded, hot gossip. Superficial expectations. Look at me. You can take it.
It's super hard. Like, I hate to keep harping on the Beatles, but like, the Beatles, you know, they, you know, two of them went solo and it worked. NSYNC, Justin Timberlake went solo and it worked. But generally, as a rule of thumb, when you're a group that's that big, I can think of like other big groups, like New Kids on the Block, like they, some of them went solo and it kind of sort of worked, but not really. Like, usually if you're in a big group like that, you're so defined by the fact that you're in the group that when you leave, you don't succeed as much. I feel like that's a lot harder for you as becoming a solo artist when you're in a huge group like that.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel like a lot of that's happened a lot. I think, except with, did you mention Justin Timberlake?
Yeah. He did. Well, all the other Justin people from NSYNC, like J.C. went and tried to do something.
The Backstreet Boys, I think Nick Carter attempted a
and
solo.
And that didn't work.
And Brian attempted a solo. It didn't work. It just doesn't work.
There's a good example. Backstreet Boys, biggest boy group, I think, of all time, maybe next to Boys to Men or New Kids on the Block, huge. I think they actually sold more than both of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never been able to do anything solo. They've done better as a group than solo. So we've talked a little bit about the history and about the movie and stuff and kind of who each Spice Girl is. How many albums do they have total?
Three.
There's only three?
Yeah. And then, well, they had the greatest hits albums.
Oh, I thought they had more than that. Yeah. I thought there was only like two or three that were like the big ones, but...
Two were the big ones, Spice and Spice World. I didn't know that. Then there was Forever, which was the album that they made after Jerry left.
They were pretty short-lived then.
Yeah, they really were.
Compared to other big groups.
And it's crazy because the amount of fame they got in such a short period of time is just insane. It goes to show you just how crazy the fans were. It was just, oh my God.
Well, I read somewhere that at they, and maybe you have this in like your notes, that their like worldwide earnings, I was reading something online the other day when we knew we were getting ready to do this podcast, that worldwide earnings of like their merchandise in like a 3-year span was like $800 million or some stupid crazy number.
Yeah.
Like it was insane.
I remember they did a lighting. I'm trying to find something on it actually right now. Where they lit up the street in England for Christmas time. And they had like record amounts of people. I'm trying to figure out what the heck it was called.
They definitely don't do, they always say go big or go home. Like not, they don't do anything small. Like even when the Olympics was in London.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cause Rio just ended. So we're talking 4 years ago, 2012 in London. Like I think they closed the London Olympics. I don't think they opened it. I think they closed it. And it was this huge, this big deal because here's the first time they've gotten together in a long, long time. And then they did a little bit, they did a tour, right? Was it a short tour? Like a reunion tour back then? There has been one.
They did a musical.
No, but yeah, well, I know that, but there was a tour too. So remember you had to like enter a lottery to get tickets. They only did like 10 dates or something, and it was all the different continents all over the world, and it was almost impossible to get tickets.
Oh, man. I wish I could have seen them. That would have been, like, amazing.
I know the rumor on the street was that the Backstreet Boys and the Spice Girls were trying to do a one big tour together.
That would be, like, the
because
best.
Because it's like, 20 years for the Spice Girls, and it's, like, 15 years or something for the Backstreet Boys or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
No, because Backstreet Boys was late 90s. But anyway, they wanted to do a big tour this year, and the Backstreet Boys were all down for it, and the Spice Girls turned it down because they couldn't get all of them to commit. They couldn't get all of them to commit to it.
I wouldn't be. If I was famous, and maybe it's just a different situation. Like I would be so down for it.
Yeah, but you got like
I'm so big
so,
into nostalgia.
You know,
and
you have
like...
Posh Spice, so I've always thought she's kind of grumpy anyway. she doesn't want to do anything with the Spice Girls. The other ones are all down. She's like, I don't want to. I'm married to a billionaire in Beckham. She's got kids. She just has no desire to do it. And you can't make someone who has no desire do something. You throw all the money in the world at her, and she doesn't care. She already has money.
So I'm reading it now while Josh is talking. I cannot find the amount of people they said attended. I read it somewhere. It was insane. It's the Oxford Street lights for Christmas. They turn them on, they flip the switch, and the lights go on. I guess they broke a record of the attendees. And
that's cool.
It was the coolest thing. I remember that being on the news at the time. It was in 1996.
So right at their heyday, like right when Wannabe came out and things got big. So anyway, so back to where I think we got derailed there. So we were talking, this happens a lot on this podcast.
Oh yeah, totally.
People that listen to us, they probably either they love the stream of consciousness thing that we do, or they absolutely hate it because we're like jumping all over the place.
Don't hate us because you ain't
so,
us.
So three albums.
Yes.
So Spice, you said Spice World. What's the other one?
Forever.
And that was the one that you said not. It's not so good.
No, it didn't last. That was their last album. That was when they really were just
Is done. That without Jerry?
Yeah.
So it's like four of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was when the single Forever, not Forever, Goodbye.
Was there like a Viva Forever?
Viva Forever.
Is that on that album?
I was
album?
Thinking of that for a second. No, Viva Forever is on Spice World.
Oh, because it's in the movie. So do you you have a list of like what, obviously Wannabe came out first, a list of like what songs came out when? Because I remember like, I feel like it was the summer of like 96. I listened to the local top 40 radio. I think I mentioned that before. And so they'd have this like top 5 countdown. And at one point, I feel like 3 out of the top 5 songs were like Spice Girls, Spice Girls, Spice Girls.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember like what the order was of the songs, like what they were released in? Or do you have a way of looking that up? The magic of the internet.
I know, the magic of the internet. You're better at looking stuff up than I am. But I mean, it was Wannabe, To Become One, Say You'll Be There. Those were all hits.
To Become One wasn't first, though, was it?
No, Wannabe was first. Then Say You'll Be There, I Wanna Say was next. Then To Become One.
Here, I'm looking it up right now.
And then, I think those are really the biggest hits off of Spice. And then Spice World, you had Spice Up Your Life.
Do you have any favorite?
Favorite?
Any favorite songs?
Viva Forever is one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know why. And I do love Do It. I love that one. It's a good one. And it's hard to choose.
How about a song you don't like?
Song I don't like.
It's like asking you to pick your least favorite baby because you love Spice Girls, but a song you don't like.
Song I don't like. I don't know.
So here's the order while you're thinking of a song. Yeah, I think your least favorite song. I'll make you do it to me too when we talk about my favorite band in a podcast. So Wannabe was first, and then Say You'll Be There, which is also 96. Then Two Becomes One.
See, I was right.
Mama, Who Do You Think You Are? Spice Up Your Life. I forgot about that song.
How did I forget about that song? Spice Up
that
Your Life.
That might be my favorite Spice Girl song.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Too Much. Stop.
I loved Too Much.
Viva Forever.
That was my mom's favorite Spice Girl song, was Too Much.
And then Goodbye was like their last big hurrah. There was a song. What's the song that sounds like my favorite song by them isn't a single. It's a song that sounds, it's kind of like jazzy. It's like pianos and stuff, and I feel like in the background. It kind of sounds
Lady
like
is a Vamp.
A jazz song. Maybe. It's kind of something from someone from the 30s.
Lady is a Vamp. She's a vixen, not a tramp.
I don't know. I don't think.
No.
I don't know. I don't think that's it.
Are you sure? I should play it for
you. I don't
you.
Know.
I should play it for you. Hold on. Let me get it on YouTube. We can play it. Here's some impromptu.
I remember you were playing it before. It's like a jazz song.
The Lady is a Vamp.
Maybe that is it.
Hold on. Let me play it for a sec. This one? Listen, hold on.
Yes, that is it.
I knew it.
That is it.
I told you.
That part sounds like crap through the microphone.
Oh,
that's all right.
Whatever.
That is it.
I know.
So that's my favorite Spice Girl song.
For
that or Spice Up Your Life.
Interesting.
My least favorite was this one weird song that was on the Spice World movie. I remember those like dudes like dancing, something to do with like, their butts or something.
Oh, that wasn't a song.
What is that?
That was just, it wasn't even a single. I remember I used to have Kazaa and I would try and find it and I actually got a version of it. It was really bad quality.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad to know my least favorite song is not even a real song.
No, it's not a real song. Here, I'm trying to figure out, keep talking. I'm trying to figure out my least favorite song. I'm trying to go through.
You gotta pick one. You're on the spot.
can't.
The clock is ticking.
Okay, let's
see. What's your least favorite song?
Let's see.
If you had to pick
Denying.
One. Denying. I don't know Denying. That song.
That was probably my least favorite one. I remember always skipping over that one. But I still listened to it. Like, that's how much I loved the Spice Girls. I just
So how many number ones did they have? Can you look that up real quick? I don't expect you to have that memorized because, you know, you are a super Spice fan, but it's not like you'd know that off the top of your head. I'm curious how many number ones they had and, you know, what their sales are because they're just gigantic. I wonder if they're the top 10 selling artists of all time list. Ooh, we're pulling it up. Official charts. 9 UK number ones, 11 UK top 40s. Wow, 22 weeks at number one? That's crazy. 184, we'll go back down. 184 weeks in the top 75. So that means that they had a song pretty much on radio as like a single that actually got airplay for 184 weeks. That's like years.
Stop That's never crazy. Got to number one. It was number two.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Do you want to do your little known facts? I love this part. We did this for, was it Roseanne? We did this and had a bunch of cool facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really enjoy this part.
Yeah. So a couple of things that are actually really interesting. And I, of course, I knew all of these already.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So I remember reading this in like the little biographies that I would buy, the little unofficial things. The Spice Girls, they met Prince Charles. And when Jerry met him, she actually pinched him on his butt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Yeah. So, and I guess, no, they didn't care. They're just like, okay.
Wow.
Let's see. Mel C nearly missed her Spice Girls audition because of recurring chronic tonsillitis. So she almost was not part of the Spice Girls, which would be really weird to think about. Emma has a blue belt in karate. Victoria Beckham was actually up for the role of the video game, Lara Croft, that character,
oh, the movie?
Tomb Raider. Yeah. But she lost out to Angelina Jolie.
Kind of makes sense.
I can picture
she
her.
She kind of looks like Lara Croft.
But I can totally picture her playing that.
I almost think she looks more like Lara Croft than Angelina Jolie does.
Yeah, she totally does. Mel C suffered with an eating disorder. She had anorexia.
Really?
When she was in the Spice Girls. Yep. Jerry was originally going to be called Sexy Spice, but they changed it because they wanted it to appeal more to kids.
Mm.
And actually, about the nicknames, their names, you know, the Posh, Baby, Sporty, Ginger, Scary, were thought up by a writer at Top of the Pops magazine. And once the names were printed, they just kind of stuck.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people think that the girls thought of the names and it was actually the magazine that did.
That makes sense. I feel like Mel B, Scary Spice?
Mm-hmm.
Who would call themselves Scary Spice? Like, it's sort of, in a way, insulting. Does it mean she looks scary or she acts scary or why is she scary?
I think it kind of represented strong and, like, fierce rather than scary. Let's see, what else do I have here? So Jerry, who is Ginger Spice, chose the phrase girl power because she didn't like the word feminism. And if you know, a lot of people remember the Spice Girls, all of their group photos and posters, they all have their fingers up.
Yeah, the peace sign.
It meant girl power to them. That's what it meant.
Huh.
And so it just meant feminism, women rule type stuff.
Because she didn't like I guess the word feminism is kind of, it's got some connotations. Like, I'm all for women being equal and everything. But, like, people say, oh, you're a feminist. That's got, like, this, like, weird connotation. Some people don't like that word. So it makes sense.
I think that's what it was all about.
I mean, except for the fact they're a little scantily clad, you know, for the most part, their message was pretty decent for girls.
Yeah.
They're out there singing about, you know, doing drugs and having sex and stuff. They're, so, well, that's not true, too. Becomes
well, one. Actually, one of their songs, the lyric is keep your mouth shut, keep your legs stretched.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. The racy Spice Girls.
All right. So, Jerry actually told the other girls that she was leaving the band as they got off of a plane. Her departing words were, I'm going to say bye now, girls. That was literally all she said. And that was the end of Jerry. That's so sad. I still get sad thinking about it. So this next fact kind of just goes to show you how popular they were at the time. In 1 week, in March of 1987, 141 stories about the Spice Girls were printed in British press.
Holy crap.
Yes. Crazy. And I remember
granted, there's like three or four major newspapers over there, but...
Still, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
And I remember them, you know, kind of making fun of it in Spice World. The whole tabloids and everything, and the photographer following them around. Wannabe was written in 20 minutes. And that's it. Number one hit. 20 minutes of your life.
That's crazy. I feel like that happens. I've read about other songs that are famous that were big hits that they like threw together. I feel like if you try too hard.
Yeah, it's exactly. If you try too hard, it doesn't always work out for you. And actually, the music video Wannabe, it was shot in one take. One take. And the Virgin Records.
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing.
Because now they do, like, I remember, like, this is a flashback. I remember back in the day, did you watch Making the Video?
Yes.
On MTV.
Yeah.
So I remember they used to do that, and they're like, yeah, we've been here 12, 14 hours, and we're it was crazy. Like, it'd be like an entire day, or like, I remember that, I think one of them was a Britney Spears video, and she's like, yeah, I've been here 20 hours shooting. Like, they did it in one take?
Yeah. The reason for that was because they said they were too cold to do any more takes. Because I guess it was freezing in the hotel that they were filming
at. So, yeah, I mean, they're inside, right? Most of the video, if I remember.
Yeah, that's what it was, though. They were too cold. They didn't want to film another take, and they were done with it. And so the record companies, they actually were not happy with the video at all.
Only a woman would get away with that.
I know.
Like, they're like, you know what? I'm not doing it. Kiss my butt. Like, that's totally, I can
and,
see
and,
that.
And being cold. The whole being cold thing. Yeah,
men would be like, suck it up.
Yeah. You're
doing 10 more takes.
I think that that's really all the fun facts that I have. I mean, I'd have in here that the band was originally called Touch, but we already went over that already.
And played the weird demos.
Yeah, that's really it. The only thing I have left is just where are they now? Like, what are they doing
now? That's fun.
Which is really fascinating. It's really interesting to...
I know Scary Spice is on, is it Britain's Got Talent or is it America's Got Talent? Is it America's Got Talent?
I have it written down in here, actually. She was on, let's see, Scary Spice, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Not that I watch it that much, but I remember her being on there.
I used to watch America's Got Talent. I loved it. I really wanted to start watching it again. So let's see.
We're too busy watching Boys Meets World, and not that we watch that much anymore.
We've been watching Reba.
Yeah, a lot of, that's early 2K, though.
That's a
not
good 90s. Show, though. It's a really good show.
We need to watch Fresh Prince again. We haven't watched that. That's usually like our summer show, and we haven't watched it at all this year. All
right, so let's start with Jerry, Ginger Spice. So she left the group, obviously, in 1998, pursued a solo career. In 2007, the reunion tour that Josh was talking about, that's when they kind of teamed up and did that little mini tour that I never got to go to. Sad. So she gave...
for like $300.
I know. She gave birth to her daughter, Bluebell Madonna, in May of 2006.
Bluebell Madonna. That's quite the name.
And actually, Victoria, fun fact, Victoria hates to be called Vicky, so don't call her Vicky. My mom's name is Victoria, so I said Vicky out of habit. Victoria and Emma were named the child's godmothers.
That's cool.
And Jerry, actually, she designs a line of bikinis. And if you guys remember her famous dress...
Oh, the Union Jack?
The Union Jack
like
dress.
Like the English flag.
You can get a bikini, a Union
That's
Jack bikini.
That's kind of tacky.
I know. Posh Spice, Victoria. Everybody knows her as Victoria Beckham now. She married David Beckham.
The most famous soccer player or football from England. Or any of the rest of the world. It's only soccer in the
it's
U.S.
It's only soccer in the U.S. The
most famous
We're the
football
weird
player in the entire world, practically.
Yeah. So she has four kids. Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz, and Harper. And she has a successful fashion line. She's appeared as a guest judge on American Idol and Project Runway. So she's pretty successful, I'd say. Probably one
of the most successful, I think, on her own.
Actually, Scary Spice, and I actually watched her reality show for a little while. Mel B. It's
a
Scary
reality
World.
Show?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Was it on E?
I think it was on E. Or it was on, I don't remember what network it was, and I don't know if it was E, actually.
Yeah, but I bet it is. That's what the Kardashians is on E and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So she has a daughter, Iris, and Madison.
Like the Goo Goo Doll song?
Yeah. She competed on Dancing with the Stars, and she joined the America's Got Talent judge panel.
I remember her being on Dancing with the Stars.
And I do remember, do you remember the Prego, I think it was Prego commercial with Baby Spice?
I remember her, she was in the kitchen.
Like the spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, the spaghetti sauce. And they were like, even one of the Spice Girls can't think of another spice to add to our sauce.
That's funny.
It was like way later, way after they broke up.
That's
it was
really
like,
funny.
I want to say it was in like 2005, 2007.
Okay, if we find that commercial, we got to play
we
it.
We will. We'll find it and we'll play it, hopefully.
Maybe I could add a... No. Even one of the Spice Girls can't think of a single spice to add to the perfectly seasoned sweet and savory taste of Prego sauce. It's in there.
Nope. But, I mean, she's had kids. She has two kids. And she has actually a reoccurring role on the BBC comedy Absolutely Fabulous. She competed on Strictly Come Dancing, which I assumed is something like Dancing with the Stars.
I think so. Usually all of our shows in America, I'm sorry, England, we just rip you off and everything.
We totally do. Like
Plus
The Office.
A Millionaire, The Office, America's Got Talent, American Idol, probably Dancing with the Stars now, it sounds like. Everything's just a ripoff of
Can
some
Can we just
show.
Thank them for the IT crowd?
Yes, thank you.
Britain, we love the IT crowd. Let's see. So she finished third place. And she also just has a couple other roles on TV shows, including Loose Women.
Okay.
Lorraine and Dancing on Ice. Sporty Spice. She, if you guys don't remember, she tried to do solo and she sang a song called I Turn to You.
I feel like she's the one that like we'd know the least about.
Yeah. I never hear about her. If you look at pictures of her now, she's in like crazy dreadlocks and just she looks totally different. Yeah. But she has a daughter. Scarlett, she had her in 2009, and they were actually really thankful that she was able to get pregnant because of her eating disorder that she had. They were afraid that she wouldn't be able to have children. She also appeared on stage in Blood Brothers and Jesus Christ Superstar.
So doing some musical stuff.
Yeah.
Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, Spice Girls. And, you know, I don't care what they tell you. If you want to be my lover, you better not get with my friends, because... That'd be a no-no.
Okay. Word to the wise. Anything else to add about the Spice Girls?
No. If you have a favorite memory about the Spice Girls, we want to hear about it. We've been getting so many things.
We're going to read some emails and messages and stuff in a minute. But, yeah, the email address is like what again? Generation Y Podcast.
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, do you want to mention that real quick? It's just a sad little note. We didn't mention it in the news because it's not like old news, but the voice of
Stew Pickles
passed away.
It's so sad. Yeah, Jack Riley. Oh, it makes me feel really sad when you know, these people pass away. Like, I remember when Uncle Phil passed away from Fresh Prince. I actually cried when I found out he passed away.
Phil. See, my primary knowing him is knowing him as the Shredder from the Ninja Turtle cartoons.
Let's see. So we have a little message
from
Instagram, and I don't have his name. It's just Larry from Instagram.
Larry B.
So he said, I love how you guys say what pretty much every other 90s kid says about MTV when they used to play music.
It's true. They suck now.
I also miss the MTV shows like Say What, Singled Out.
Oh, I forgot about Singled Out.
Even though I was a little young, I still remember The Grind.
Don't remember that. I remember Singled Out. I remember watching Singled Out.
Yeah. He said, I remember getting home from elementary school watching TRL while doing my homework.
Carson Daly.
And I even remember when TRL was just a show called Total Request. At the very end of the night each week back in 97. All in all, even though I was a kid, I loved the 90s. And if I had to pick one show, I'd have to say that Daria was my all-time favorite, along with Martin, In Living Color, and of course, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We're right there with you, Larry.
Yes, thanks, Larry,
I loved In Living Color. I remember watching that when I was younger,
too. That was funny. Was that where Jim Carrey was on?
Oh, I don't even remember.
I feel like he was on In Living Color at one point.
So long ago.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it was like, I looked at it, it was kind of like, it's different, but like, I never found early Saturday Night Live I found funny. But later stuff was really not all that funny. And so I loved In Living Color. I loved Mad TV, which on Mad TV was a little bit later. That was, I think, early 2000s, but In Living Color is great. Yeah.
Let's see. We also have some messages. We've been going back and forth with somebody.
Oh, Jacob S.
Hold on. Can we start over?
We've also been getting some messages from Jacob on Facebook.
I told him I was going to give him a shout out.
We're going to give you a shout out. You love Eminem. We love Eminem.
And he's got this really, I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't mind us. I mean, we can't. I'm not going to put a picture of it on our page unless he tells me we can, but he sent us a picture of his tattoo. He's got a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers tattoo, like, on his back.
That's awesome.
Incredible. I love the Power Rangers. And his request was he wants us to do an episode of, what was it, Eminem?
Eminem.
Which we'll do at some point.
We totally will.
Late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, Eminem's a huge part of, you know, I mean, I was in high school at that point, but a big part of me growing up, for sure.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Jacob, like we promised, and when we do get around to doing the Eminem episode, we'll have to give him another shout out. Got any other messages or anything we want to read? I do want to plug our friend Lyle from the Amazing Advertising Podcast is coming back. Like, we came back, and I threw him a shout out. If you follow our Facebook page, I was like, Lyle, we're back. What are you doing? What's up? And so his new episode is coming out, I think, the 5th of September, he said. And he actually asked me to do a review of a game from the NES. I won't divulge all the details. You have to wait and listen to his show. But he's doing the Noid. So if you know anything about the Noid and NES games, you'll know what game I'm talking about. I did a review for the show, and I was really honored to do that because it's, you know, I was definitely a podcast consumer. I listened to podcasts way before I ever started doing a podcast. And his show, once we found it, was like, I was kind of bummed because I'd listen to it like every week. It was like my ritual. And I got to the point where like he hadn't done any in like a month. So I kept going back and listening to him over and over and over again. Cause there's always like, I always pick up some new tidbit I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like some little thing or, so it's wicked fascinating. So if you haven't listened to Amazing Advertising, go ahead on iTunes or type in Amazing Advertising. It's a great podcast. He's doing some other shows coming up pretty soon. I think he's going to do one that's all about companies that no longer exist from the 90s, like Blockbuster and stuff like that, which will be cool.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And he's doing a couple different things. He's doing one that's going to be more of a generic, not, I don't want to say generic because it's not, because he does a great job, but more of a general 90s kind of like what we do, but in a different way,
because
he puts a very unique spin on it. So we're big fans of his, and I always like to give him a shout out. So he messaged us and said he was excited to see us back, and he was happy we came back with a new episode. So
yeah,
we're going to keep with it, and I love the little community we have going. Was there any other messages we wanted to read, or those were the two big ones?
Those were the two big ones, but I wanted to I asked you, I know we had talked about this in the car, my little random idea. I want to start doing something. I don't know if we could do it in like a segment on the podcast or in the magazine or whatever. I want to do, because I actually have my old diaries from when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this.
And I know a lot of people have their old diaries. I want to take diary entries. And I want people to read them.
The more embarrassing, the better. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. The embarrassing ones.
People might not want to let the skeletons out of the closet.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll read it from mine, then.
So you kind of just blew the... I mean, we talked about it before, but you kind of just blew the cover because I haven't been talking about it. So for people, and I probably should write something. I just got like a whole bunch of messages in the last week. They saw that the podcast was happening. And I don't know if some people like both. Because we would mention it like on the website for the magazine and vice versa. We were involved with a magazine for a while called Classic Console Magazine, Amy and I, and we had a crew of, you know, we have a couple of other really good people, Ian, who lives in England, shout out to him, we got a couple of really good writers that would write for us, and we had a really good magazine going, and it got to the point, make a long story short here, I was switching jobs and had some career stuff going on, and I had some health stuff going on, and we had a lot of stuff just going on, which is why the podcast stopped, to be honest. I mean, part of it was we needed a new microphone, needed a new computer, and I couldn't make that investment. I didn't have the money for it. But there was a lot of things going on. And, you know, back around Easter, I had come out and said, hey, a new episode or new issue's coming out. And it never came out. And I feel really bad about that. I had full intentions of doing it and started a brand new job, and it was a little crazy. But having said that, we're back doing this podcast. So we're going to do the magazine. The last issue of Classic Console Magazine will come out. I got a computer issue right now. We're recording this on our Mac because my laptop also decided to stop working. Like the plug is completely missing. Like there's wires exposed. So
we don't know.
Eat the plug to the computer. I'm not quite sure what happened to that. We took it on a trip with us, put it in our car, and I'm like, did I shut the plug in the doors? I don't know what happened. It's bizarre. So I got to order a new adapter to plug it into the wall. But once I have that, the new issue will be out, which will be the last issue of Classic Console Magazine. It's all done. I need to do a couple little quick things and it'll be out. So in the next week or so. So what that means, though, what the relevance is to this podcast is going forward, we're going to be doing a bi-monthly magazine every other month called Retroactive Magazine. And it's going to be all about the stuff we talk about on the show. It's going to be still a concentration on video games because, you know, a lot of our readers love video games from the 90s, but we're going to talk about TV and toys and movies and memories that we had growing up in the 90s and the early 2000s. It's going to be wicked cool. I'm super excited. We're going to be doing print issues. That's happening 100%. So I hope that not a lot of the people who listen or who read the magazine currently are going to get like turned off by the fact that it's not just video games. I feel like most of the folks that I talk to who are kind of into this show, I was just talking with Lyle today, actually, about this. I was at work. I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud, but I was at work talking with him rather than working. And had mentioned that, you know, we're talking about classic video gaming and going back and forth. They said, well, I have an Atari, I have a Genesis, I have this, I have that. And, like, I know a lot of the other folks that I talk to that listen to this podcast, they love video games. They love... It's all stuff we did as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. It's all stuff that we were into. So, that was a long-winded dissertation here on what's happening. But the magazine's going to be coming out. We'll have some announcements about that really soon, Retroactive Magazine. We'll have a new website at some point with a bunch of stuff has to do with the 90s, and we're going to have this podcast on. There'll be like the new website for the podcast. We're not changing the name. It'll still be Generation Y Podcast, but it'll be on this new website, whatever it ends up being. And then I have another little thing that's going to be happening pretty soon that I don't want to let out yet. I don't want to give it away.
No,
It's going to be a really cool, pretty big thing, and another way that you can listen to the podcast, another way you can kind of get your 90s fix. Mm-hmm. So we'll announce that some point later. But
so is your rant done?
My rant's done. So if you have any ideas...
It's not done.
I have one more thing. If you have... Leave me alone. Listen to everyone. She's so mean to me. No, I'm just kidding. If you have any ideas for a podcast topic, even though you have like 50 written down, or something you want to see in the magazine, or you're going to say, hey, I'm super excited about this new magazine, when's it going to be out, or feedback for us on the podcast, because we love reading these messages, and if you message us, we'll read these on the air next week.
Oh, yeah.
How about, you know, writing to us about what your memories are of the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
Or, you know, anything like that. Or, you know, we already said, I think earlier, the next week's episode is going to be about SNES, so if you have a favorite game, or a memory of like Christmas morning opening up your Super Nintendo or playing with friends or whatever, write into us, generationypodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the show.
So like I was saying before, if you have like, if you're going through your old stuff and find old notes that you passed to your friends in class or a MASH game that you found in your old notebook, take a picture of them. If you're okay with us sharing them, send it in. It can be anonymous if you'd like. We just want, I think it would be really cool to kind of look back on everybody's, you know, memories, and kind of we can all share in that together. And I'll find my old diaries and I'll read entries, and it'll be embarrassing.
It'll be awesome.
It'll be awesome. So I want to do that with the diaries. You guys got to find your diaries and your journals. Send me the entries and it'll be totally anonymous. I won't judge you.
The most, all the boys most that embarrassing you thing you can find. And we're going to out you to like more than 1,000 people listening to the podcast. Because we get a lot of listeners. So
we, you know, like, our listeners skyrocketed.
I haven't checked the numbers recently, like, but it's a lot.
2 weeks. It was crazy.
We're kind of a big deal in Japan, I hear. So we're like over an hour. But do we want to talk about, before we close out the show, talk about what we did last weekend? We were going to mention it, and we haven't.
Oh, yeah.
We went to a concert.
We did.
It was for Amy's birthday.
We saw the Goo Goo Dolls, Collective Soul, and we actually discovered a new band, which we are really into, called Tribe Society.
Yeah, they're super good. They're not 90s at all, but they're super good.
They're kind of underground.
They're very like, original.
We really enjoy their music. I have their CD in my car. I've been listening to it on repeat. So they're pretty awesome.
They're kind of a little bit of like electronics. I mean, it's kind of... sort of like Nine Inch Nails, but a lot better. It's kind of dark in that same way. It's kind of dark. It's like it gets stuck in your head.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The choruses.
Their stuff is so catchy. So catchy. But no, that concert was awesome.
So yeah, other than Tribe Society, the rest of it was like 90s flashback. Like it was amazing. Like Collective Soul came out and, you know, they were really good and their whole set was good. But like they really like kind of, once they started playing, they played December. and they played, is it Shine?
Shine.
And they played World I Know, and it was like, the crowd went nuts. It was crazy. Yeah. Like, everybody's awesome. Singing along. Everybody knew all the words.
I have video. I should post it to the
You should post Facebook. The video to the page. That'd
I have
be cool.
Some video.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And then the Goo Goo Dolls were amazing. I've seen them. I saw them once back in like 98. I was telling Amy, I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, it's been like 18 years since I last saw the Goo Goo Dolls live.
Yeah.
Which made me feel old.
Oh, yeah.
But they were fantastic, too. Like, they have so many hits. And at some point, we'll do an episode about Collective Soul, an episode about the Goo Goo Dolls. But, you know, you've Slide, Back Balloon. That's not a song. Black Balloon.
Baby's Back Balloon.
Iris, you know, Name. That just there's all these songs that are all these 90s songs. And so that was just like a great evening. I had a lot of fun.
That was a blast.
It was supposed to rain, like thunderstorm, and it rained some, but it cleared out and no lightning because we were afraid they were going to postpone the concert.
Should we talk about what we're going to do Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
We are going to go on the I Love the 90s tour.
So for those who don't know, the I Love the 90s tour, if you haven't caught it yet, it's kind of starting to get towards the tail end, but there are still a bunch of dates left. I mean, it's Vanilla Ice, Coolio,
Salt and Pepper. I'm most excited for Salt and
Pepper.
And
then it varies a little bit. Like there's some different, depending on which show you're going to, but like one we're going to has Tone Loc, so Funky Cold Medina. Trying to think who else is going to be there. Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
Young MC. All for One is on part of the tour, which is I'm bummed about because I Swear is like classic 90s. Mm. But it's going to be a cool night of kind of classic hip hop and R&B and like great 90s music. And I'm super excited. Anything else to add, my dear?
No, that's it.
So next week, SNES, write into us with all of your memories, ideas, embarrassing journal entries.
We want
Amy.
Them. We want pictures.
I think Amy just wants to like read embarrassing things so that she can make.
And I promise you, it'll be completely anonymous.
Yeah, we
I
would will, never
I will
out
block
somebody
out
as
names.
Who it is.
I'll do whatever you want me to do. I just really want it for the nostalgia.
Or just embarrassing stories in general because I like to laugh at people. I mean, yeah. I'm kind of a bad person.
Yeah, happens.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. No, we all have embarrassing stories of things that happened. I'm trying to think. Is there one I can share on the air right now to get the juices flowing?
One time I was at the pool and my bathing suit fell off.
That's embarrassing. I got one. This is good. So I was like 7 or 8. I should say it was for like a Christmas episode this year, but I'm going to come out here with it anyway. I was like 7 or 8 and I was at my grandmother's for like Christmas. We'd do like Christmas morning at our house, Christmas afternoon at my grandfather's house. Like, so my dad's dad. And then Christmas evening was at my mom's mom. Cause I only had the two grandparents left. And I only have the one left. I had my grandmother left. My grandfather unfortunately passed away a few years ago. So we'd go to her house and be like, you know, there'd be a bunch of food and stuff. So we actually got there before everybody else. We got there kind of early. So there was nobody there. And so here I am 7 or 8 years old and I don't remember what happened. I don't know what I was even thinking. You think I'd know better, but I like walked out of the bathroom pretty much naked thinking my mom was out there. I think I needed like help or something, zipping up my pants. And I walked out and all of my aunts and uncles, everybody's sitting out in the living room. Like, they just arrived, and I didn't know, because, like, I don't even know why I didn't know, but I didn't know, so I walked out, and they're all like, why are you naked? It was, like, the most embarrassing thing ever. So if you can top that, which you can't, then please write in and tell us your memories, and we promise we won't say who it is, but we'd love to share some memories, embarrassing or otherwise. They don't have to be embarrassing. They can be, like, fun memories, too. We like those. So Generation Y podcast.
That time you stole earrings from Claire's.
You did?
We all know you did.
I did not.
I did not.
I don't wear earrings. I don't have my ears
pierced.
Oh.
Stories like that.
So write in the Generation Y podcast at gmail.com and message us on Facebook. And where else can they get a hold of us?
Instagram, yeah. Twitter.
Cool.
The email, generationypodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We love it when we hear from you guys. It's awesome.
All right. So that will wrap it up for this week. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.